From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. These aren't the best times for Cuba. The COVID-19 crisis has deepened the communist island's crippling economic shortages, and now a gunman shot up the outside of Cuba's embassy in Washington on Thursday. About 2 a.m. Thursday morning, Washington, D.C. police say an SUV pulled up at the Cuban embassy and a man jumped out with an assault rifle. Neighbors were awakened by a hail of gunfire that tore large bullet holes across the embassy's facade and into a statue of Cuban hero José Martí. No one was injured. Police arrested the alleged shooter, Alexander Alasso, a 42-year-old man from Aubrey, Texas. He was charged with possessing an unregistered firearm, which had a high-capacity magazine, and assault with intent to kill. What police and Secret Service agents say they still don't have is a motive, and Alasso seems to have left little, if any, social media footprint. The official Cuban newspaper Granma said Alasso was not on the communist government's radar screen of anti-Cuba militants in the U.S. In tweets, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said they were awaiting an investigation by U.S. authorities. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.